Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jamie Easterly. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco scores. Carter moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Boggs applying the tag. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jacoby out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Romine reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. Romine moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ayala hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Fishlin reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to third. Evans moves to second. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romine. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Romine steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Romine scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ayala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Ayala moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Thornton scores. Ayala moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Charlie Mitchell now pitching. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Ayala scores. Jacoby scores. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-2 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Rule now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. George Vuk. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Romine, who is chasing the ball. Franco reaches third base with a triple. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Romine hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Woodward now pitching. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-3 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Willard moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Mike Greenwell pinch runs for Jim Rice. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Jerry Reed now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Roman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.